On the show today, we have Navy Federal Credit Union Susan Brooks talking about the business expansion at their Winchester Operations Center, so check it out. Welcome to the show, and on today's program, we are with Susan Brooks from Navy Federal Credit Union. How are you, Susan?
Great. Thanks for having me today. I'm excited to talk to you.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to talk to you too. Thanks for, what a coincidence. We're excited. Hey, you are the senior vice president of the Winchester operations over there at Navy Federal Credit Union, and you guys are undergoing a pretty significant business expansion that I read in the old industry news here. Can you give us a quick 411 on what's going on here with this expansion?
Sure. I'll just give you a little information. Currently, we started in about 2006 with 60 employees. We currently have over 1,480 employees here in our Frederick County facility.
What?
And we just announced the expansion to add another 1,400, so almost doubling in size.
Oh my gosh, Susan. That's pretty significant growth there. So, I mean, what is entailed in this expansion? I mean, are they like adding on a new, I don't know, parking lot or, a few new stories or something? You know, what's going on here? What are some of the details here?
We are building a new parking garage, which is a necessity.
Okay.
And 180,000 square foot building is to house the 1,400 new people.
Okay.
So it's a big expansion, but we're going to build a new building and added into a campus-like atmosphere to the two buildings we already have.
Cool. Oh, very cool. Very cool. So is this like call center folks or operations technology? Is it all of the above, or what types of people are you bringing in?
The expansion we're doing, the proposal is to have more back office jobs, which are lending processing, mortgage processing, more IT and facility jobs. And then there will be an expansion to our contact center.
Oh, cool.
The 1,400 existing employees right now are basically contact center employees. We're open 365 days a year, 24/7. And so it takes a lot to run that machine. But the new expansion will include some contact center job, but more back office, more of an operations center.
So you guys are providing jobs, which is a very cool thing these days. So good for you on that. Kudos to you guys for that. So what are some of the other goals besides providing jobs for the community out there in your area? What are some of the goals for the expansion? Obviously, to better serve members and better operation, all that type of stuff.
Right. I think in our 80-year history, it's always member service has always been at the forefront. Mm-hmm. And every time we have a growth opportunity, it is to ensure that our service stays top-notch, second to none.
Yep.
Providing member service is just critical to the business today.
Mm-hmm.
And being there when they need us and how they want to interact with us is really important to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think it's so critical to right size, to be there for the members and to do right by the members with service.
Indeed. Yeah, because you guys are global. So, I mean, your members are all over. If you guys could be universe, you'd be that as well, I would think. But you guys are certainly global. And so you got to be 365, 24/7 and to have all these employees there to serve the folks that are all over our planet.
We do. And, in Korea, in the middle of the night here, it's the next day there.
Yep.
And they're out taking care of business. Mm-hmm. And we are serving our armed forces, which is critical. They are 24/7 just like we are.
Yep.
So we serve where you serve. It stands at the forefront.
Indeed. Hey, one of the interesting aspects of this expansion that I found was you guys actually received a government grant to help build or help kind of expand the facilities and all that. How did this come about and why? What's the story here?
We worked with our local economic development group and in Frederick County, and with the state, and it was Governor McAuliffe, our Virginia state governor, provided a lot of insight. He is really working hard to ensure that Virginia has growth.
Mm-hmm.
And along with Frederick County, what we have found here with our current employees are a really motivated, talented, like-minded group of people who are into service, and that's what we want them to be into.
Yeah.
And so we did a lot of work with our economic development authority locally. But, just as a comment, I think you need to stay involved in the community. I think you need to understand as an employer what your community is looking for and are they a fit for you. Mm-hmm. And so we're involved with a lot of different things, the local schools, the local economy, volunteering with local area agencies, and what's important to our employees. This community is where our employees live. And in having engaged employees, you have to be engaged in the community. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of work just understanding what our members need, what our employees need. And so this was a great fit for us. And working with the community has just been second to none.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you guys are so well entrenched in that community. Or everywhere you guys are, everywhere you are, you're very well entrenched. You guys used to have a branch over by me out here in San Diego, like 5 minutes from my house. I remember seeing it there. So I'm like, you're everywhere. But I mean, the reason why I asked that question about the government, because I mean, that could be a huge help for other credit unions out there who are looking to do the same thing, who may not have the funds or you know, because resources are always such an issue with credit unions these days, especially the ones that are growing and want to get bigger and to help more people. So I mean, do you guys have any advice? I mean, I don't know if you were in the room with the negotiations, all that type of stuff, but is there like any general advice that you could provide credit unions on how to go about this or
It's getting out in your community. It's knowing what resources are available. It's looking up for the economic development. Here in Frederick County, we had a board of supervisors, and understanding what the growth potential is, mm-hmm. is first and foremost, but then contacting and being in touch with the right people.
Right.
Economic development, your board of supervisors, local and state mm-hmm. Agencies that can help you with that growth and are looking for growth for their community.
Right. Right. I think it's such a, that's the only reason I brought, I thought it was such a good idea to get a little cooperation from, you know, your local government, and it's just, you know, each helps each other out. So I think it's such a good message all the way around. So gosh, anything else to wrap up here? So this is such a cool thing you guys are doing. So congrats on the growth as always. And you guys
Thank
are
you.
Just doing such a good job out there. So anything else to wrap up?
You know, we're very excited about this. We're excited about it for our team members, and the growth opportunity that we're sharing within the community is just great. But it is about serving our members and engaging yeah. our team members. And so we're very proud of what we've built here. We're very proud of our folks who are providing the service that is second to none. And so we can't wait to see what the future holds. I'm really excited about it.
No doubt.
And just thrilled to be a part of it.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, I forgot to ask, is there a timeline on this type of stuff? I mean, when do you expect to have everything? I mean, I know it's a process like anything, but is it like 5 years down the road or a couple of years or?
What we're looking at, we're going to start with our parking garage, and we're going to break ground hopefully this March or April, early spring. And then we'll start with the parking garage. Hopefully that can be completed within about a year. Mm-hmm. We'll immediately start on the building and do some crossover work while we're working on the parking garage. So our goal is 2020. If it's sooner, that's great. Yeah. If it's a little bit later, I'll be working with other people to make sure that we get it in 2020. Right. So 2020 is what we're open for.
All right. Get out there with your hard hat on, Susan, and crack that whip. All right. Come on. Get to work. We got people to help. All right, Susan, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work. All right.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.